If you're looking for some summer fun that's both hot and cool, film critic Stephen Schiff recommends a trip to your local air-conditioned movie theater to see Die Hard.
I've noticed that my fellow critics are having a tough time with Die Hard. They're praising it gingerly, through gritted teeth. The director? Well, how can you love John McTiernan, whose last outing was the low-cal Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Predator? And how kind can you be to a movie whose action hero turns out to be that pushy TV lightweight Bruce Willis? Nor does anyone leave Die Hard munching new insights or swelling with concern for his fellow man. Now, this isn't a movie you can fall for one night and still respect the next morning. What it is the best action picture we've seen this year. And if that means it's nothing more than mindless fun, well, this is summertime after all, and Die Hard is a whole lot of mindless fun. The premise owes something to Towering Inferno. We're in Los Angeles, and Willis, who plays a New York cop, is visiting his estranged wife, played by Bonnie Bedelia. She's a corporate comer now, and Willis goes straight from the airport to the glitzoid new high-rise where she and her cohorts are enjoying the office Christmas party. While Willis is changing clothes in the executive bathroom, a gang of high-tech thieves bursts in upon the party. Their plan is to convince everyone they're terrorists while they break into the company vault and steal the $60 million worth of securities there. These guys are ruthless. We know they're ruthless, not just because they kill at the drop of a hat, but because they all look like evil Nordic fashion models. And they're led by a villain who's prissy and Mephistophelian enough to hold together a James Bond movie. He's played by Alan Rickman. Naturally, it's up to Willis to hide out in the innards of the building and save the day. The critics will grudgingly tell you the reason they liked the movie was how vulnerable and human Willis seems, compared with most action heroes, and how much goofy banter gets passed on the walkie-talkies between him and the bad guys. Actually, I found Willis's vulnerable humanity the most annoying thing in the movie. Die Hard makes it seem as though the purpose of all these explosions and murders and feats of derring-do is to make his wife realize what a great guy her salt-of-the-earth husband is. Still, some of the dialogue is fairly amusing.
You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay.
But what makes Die Hard the rip-snorter it is nothing more or less than tried-and-true action movie technique. Production design, for instance. The building, part of which is still under construction, becomes a brilliant set. Its awesome heights and frightening depths make it feel eerie and science fiction-ish, and its dangers seem at once tangible and unknowable. It's a world of shattering glass and clanging metal, and Willis's performance has just enough masochism in it to make you feel every slice and bruise. The editing is fast, but not so fast that the action blurs. And if there's any single key to the movie's success, it's the way the screenplay keeps raising the ante. Whenever something can go wrong, it does. And with each new increment of peril, you can feel your pulse rate rise. Yet, the entire movie feels light and peppy. All this jubilant large-scale destruction is accomplished with tongue ever so delicately applied to cheek. Die Hard may be no one's idea of a great film, but it's this summer's number one guilty pleasure.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and a contributing correspondent to the CBS program West 57th.